First and foremost, we were to get in the four. We did that. We had a bit of a disjointed end to the season, unfortunately, with injuries and changing players around and having players playing in positions that they don't normally do, and it disrupted that a little bit. But it's all been building to this point now. We're pleased that we're in the middle earth. I call it middle earth. We're pleased that we're in this part at this point here. I'm really looking forward to what is essentially seven Challenge Cup finals or grand finals. Everyone will dress up, it's a final, every game's a final, with a potential prize at the end of it. So that's how we're approaching it.
Do you prioritise any game differently to any other? Obviously, if you can beat the teams from the Championship, it's going to give you a great chance to make either the top four or that fourth.
Yeah, I want to beat the Wakefields, the Salfords, the Widnesses and O'Cars. We had a great time playing against the Kingston Rovers and we challenged them in a lot of areas. Unfortunately they got four kick tries and next thing we didn't challenge Cup final either. So
I'm going to say for the bounce of a ball 20 minutes from the end, you could quite well have won that game.
Yeah. So but that's the game, and you've got to be switched on right from start to finish, and that's probably the difference in the Championship and the Super Leagues, that the quality of player. Play for 80 minutes, not 60 minutes, and unfortunately, that's what bit us in the backside there. But no, we're not prioritising. We're prioritising Sheffield this week because it's the game we've got to play this week, and that's the final we've got to play. And then we'll prioritise Wakefield after that. So everyone's, like I say, is a final for us.
I know you'll have your boys whipped up every week during the regular season anyway, but psychologically they will have known there were some places they could go and maybe get away with being 80-85%. Now they've got to be
100%. No hiding place, yeah, no hiding place. And then all that, and it's something we spoke about, and we've had to how the standards go up now in every manner, training, doing all the little things as regards recoveries and stuff like that, and turning up to games fully aware of what's needed to be done.
Sheffield bumped you off the other week, so I guess an instant chance to put that right and obviously get off to a flying start.
Yeah. No, we were poor first half. We didn't give ourselves a real chance in that first half of doing anything. Second half, I thought we were decent, and had opportunities if we'd have been slightly more composed at the end of that to nick that as well. But that's done. That's done and dusted. It's a new start of a new competition. It happens to be Sheffield who beat us a couple of weeks ago. I don't read anything into that. This is a fresh start, and like I say, it's a final, and we've just got to be better than them on the day.
Do you have to keep a lid almost on the lads? Because ultimately in 2 months' time, these guys could be Super League players. It's a big thing for them as well, isn't it?
Yeah, no, I don't want to keep a lid on it. Why not? Why not have that goal there? And that's what we're striving for. That's what the players who were relegated last year with Bradford want. They want to get back for whatever reasons they've got, whatever individual goals they've got.
And from your point of view, are you ready? You feel you're in the right spot now to what you need to do to get this team through?
I think we're in a decent spot, and I've gotten to know the players over the year, and I'm comfortable with what we've got. We need to play smart. That's probably the biggest thing. We'll play with energy and effort, but we just need to play really smart, and particularly against the better sides there.